All right, welcome to the podcast. Today is June 15th, but I'll be actually doing the recap of Wednesday and Thursday from this week, the 13th and the 14th. I'm just scrolling through my calendar here to see what is kind of note and would be interesting to kind of chat about. Then, you know, the past couple of days, it's been a lot of just, you know, typical meetings after meetings. You know, a lot going on, but let me see here. Okay, so here's a couple things that I guess I could talk about. One, we hired someone new, accepted our offer. So we have someone, her name is Cindy. She's going to come in as her official title that we are calling it is Marketing and Emerging Technology Strategist. So if you've been following along for the past couple days, maybe you'll have some context here, but basically we went through a restructuring last week. And as part of that restructuring, one thing I also realized was that we really needed a marketing manager, someone to oversee the marketing strategy. That was not me. So up until now, I've been leading a lot of the marketing strategy, and I'm still working too much in the business versus on the business. And so I was looking for someone to come in and run the internal Jacked marketing and the strategy, who understood emerging technology, who understood marketing, who has done this before. And Cindy's background lends itself very well to this. So we've been in talks for a little bit. She was introduced by someone else named Kimberly, who is also joining on full time as our editor in chief. Kimberly has been working with us for the past almost a year now, I guess, spearheading a lot of our content production. Written content production specifically. So both of them will be joining. They both know each other, which is awesome. They're both co-chairs of the VR AR. VR AR Association, I believe, is what it's called in New York. And they're also very deeply entwined in the blockchain community and esports, but. You know, it's a really good fit. It's really nice that they know each other, and that's how we got the intro. And then on top of it, you know, Cindy has a very heavy tint towards emerging technology and combining that with business. And so the other role, the reason why we called it marketing plus emerging technology strategist, was because as part of that restructuring, we now essentially have four divisions, if you look at it. We have the digital studio, which is run by Cody now, right? And under that is anything we do currently for our partners that's related to design, development, product strategy, project management, marketing, etc., is all under that roof, and he runs that division now. And that, by the way, has been, you know, over the past, since we made that change, that now I am actually stepping away and he is running the entire thing. It has freed me up a lot. He's really stepping into this new role that we created called Head of Digital Studio. And, you know, I actually feel like now this is something I should have done, you know, a little bit earlier, but it took me some time. I was having a conversation today with someone. It's hard to let go, right? If you are the type of CEO or founder who can do everything in the company, it's hard to step away, but it needs to happen. So anyways, Cody's running that whole arm, which is the main way we make business right now. Then you have our operations segment, which is run by operations and people, run by Lauren. Then we have, I'm calling it growth for now, but essentially that's what houses internal marketing and sales. So that's the engine that generates leads and business for the digital studio. And then we have something new that I've called is I'm working on the name, but it's essentially innovation, or like an innovation arm or emerging technology arm, where it's all about, or maybe we'll call it like a future arm, but it's all about thinking about the future. Where's the future going? What emerging technologies should we be experimenting with? Just thinking about that, right? It's more about strategy and just thinking about it, not necessarily selling services out of this division, but this will inform what we do with the digital studio, right? Because basically the way emerging technology work, it's emerging and then it's like here. And then, so then we will actually sell it and offer it. But I wanted to create an entire role. So it's not so much a division, it's kind of like a role around just helping me constantly think about what's next, for us to offer, what's next in the world, what's next, you know, for us to offer to our partners. And so Cindy is going to play both those roles. Is under the growth arm, she'll be the marketing manager for internal Jacked marketing. By internal, I mean like the Jacked brand. Marketing for our partners and our customers will fall under Cody. But so Cindy's going to come into that. And then, so she's new, which is great. I'm super, super excited because that will be another step in me removing myself. So like, I've removed myself from the operation side, because Lauren is now heading that. I've removed myself from the digital studio side. Removed myself meaning it's not that I'm non-existent. It's meaning I am not the head of it, and it's not dependent on me, right? Now marketing, that's the next transition that I want to make. And then within growth, there's marketing and sales. Sales will be the next one I try and do, right? And then once I have that, then we'll actually be at the point where I think I can actually sit on top and then go into the next thing. But, you know, it's going to take a little bit of time to really remove myself, but we're going to do it. You know, it takes someone to get onboarded, and then, you know, maybe in a couple months, right, Cindy will be completely up and running, and I can be more the CEO versus the head of marketing, which I am right now. And then for sales will be the next one that I try and do, right? And so then we'll actually have all the structure such that I can really, you know, be the CEO, I guess, and then really spend my time instead of being the doer all the time. It's, I'm actually thinking about, hey, what else do we need? What people do we need? Because a lot of times, you know, for the CEO, the way I see it now, it's a lot of times a people problem, right? So it's like, what people do I need and who should I hire? And then get the fuck out of their way, right? That's why I'm hiring Cindy to come in, and then I'm going to get out of the way. And so that's how, as we want to grow, instead of me saying, okay, what am I going to do? You know, say we wanted to launch another new division, instead of me doing it and say, no, who do I need to hire to actually open this division? So for example, that's what we did with the, hiring arm, you know, the recruiting services that we're offering. My mom, Lisa, came in, and instead of me saying, okay, cool, like, I need to go now place people or help this. No, she's going to come in. She's done it. And we hired a person, and we're about to, she just gave notice actually that, this morning, that I think we're going to place our first candidate, the offers out, at a partner. So since we've launched this new division, you know, officially, you know, internally at least, you know, we'll now have placed our first person at this, one of our customers, and that's exciting. So I like to move very fast and just do things. So, you know, she officially joined Jacked, I think it was only a week ago, and we already have our first placement. And even the couple weeks before that, we had gotten a couple customers, and then we made our first placement. So it's like, hey, we're only in month one, you know, it's June 15th. We officially started this division internally, at least, you know, June 1. So it's been 15 days. We're about to have our first placement. We'll actually generate revenue. And on that division, you know, as long as that that revenue on an accrual basis, you know, if that person gets placed and accepts, we'll have made revenue. We'll have turned a profit on that new division already. And I was expecting to not turn a profit on that division until four or five months from now. But, you know, off to a good start. So anyways, it's more about the people problem. And then, like, I didn't have to do anything, right? Like, well, I had the vision for, hey, I want to launch this division. Here's how it fits into everything. And then worked out the deals with the first customers. But then I didn't have to do the work to make the money and place the people, right? So it's like slowly I'm not having to do as much. I'm more just finding really good people. And eventually, because one of our values is to be constantly innovating, right? Eventually, I'm not even going to be the one, I hope, who's coming up with these ideas for new divisions and new services that we can offer. It's going to be the team. And that's when we'll really have something. When, you know, I was talking to my friend the other day, and he's like, well, like, once you remove yourself, isn't like that a problem, you know, or the company won't be able to grow without you? And I was like, yes, now, but I don't think that's forever. My goal is actually to build the company so that it can actually innovate and grow without me and thrive without me, not just be, you know, dependent on me, you know? So right now, for example, and I use my hands For those of you on video, you'll see this, but basically, like, if I remove myself now, we will die a slow death. You know, if it was 3 years ago and I removed myself, we would have died pretty quickly. Now we've had, you know, architecture and system in place that we'll die a slow death over time, I think. And where I want to get to it, though, is that without me, it not only doesn't die, but it thrives even more. So then, and then if I'm here, it just adds fuel to fire, and it's like a rocket booster, you know, to make us go even faster. But that when I, you know, one day when I'm not here, I want the company to be here without me and to thrive without me. You know, I don't see it as something that I want to leave a legacy and have something that is here when I am not. And for that, the only way to do it is for it to be able to function without me, and not only to function without me, right, but to constantly innovate and grow and evolve without me. And so that's what I'm working on building. So anyways, I'm trying to be mindful of time here. We're going to be working to keep these to 15 minutes or less for you every single day, and just have the cue that it's been a little over 10 minutes. So I guess the only other thing, so I'm just looking through my calendar from yesterday. You know, there's a couple of really interesting projects that really fit in line with our mission to positively impact people's lives that are coming on the pipe. Really excited about this one. Can't share much of it right now due to privacy, but yeah, some really good stuff. I had date night last night with Sasha. We grabbed some food. Thought we ordered a burrata. Ended up just getting like these pieces of mozzarella. It's really disappointing. You know, that doesn't really matter as much. Anyways, the other last little thing I'll end with this is we had a dinner two nights ago in partnership with 747 Club and Chris Shembra. I always have to slow down when I say his name because it's like Chris Shembra. Like, it's a tongue twister for me for whatever reason. But anyways, had a really good dinner with the team in partnership with him. I'm not going to go into the details of exactly what it was because we clipped together a bunch of stuff. If you didn't listen to the podcast episode yesterday or the one right before this, go listen to it. It was an amazing, amazing dinner that we had that was all about personal connection, empathy, and our values, and talking about those at dinner. And it was really special. And so we have some clips recorded of it and pieced it together. So listen to the episode before if you want to hear more about that. I think that's it for today. Go listen to that podcast, please. It's really good. It was very, the dinner was very meaningful and important to me, and our company. And so I hope you get something from it as well. And that's a wrap for today. And I will see you all tomorrow.